Geert Wilders, the leader of the Dutch far-right Freedom Party, seemed to borrow from the Donald Trump playbook as he launched his presidential campaign in a diverse blue-collar town outside of Rotterdam.
The Moroccan scum in Holland. Once again, not all are scum, but there is a lot of Moroccan scum in Holland who makes the streets unsafe, mostly young people. And they are not taken seriously.
It's not the first time Wilders has spoken out against Moroccans. Previous comments landed him with a discrimination conviction in December. His campaign promises match his rhetoric. He has vowed to close mosques and ban the Quran. He's also said he'll take the Netherlands out of the European Union, ideas that have found support among those worried about immigration and the threat of jihadist attacks.
Immigration, Islam, and to defend Dutch values, social values. That's the three main reasons why I would vote for PVV.
The elections will be Liberation Day. We'll get back the key to our own house. Now the key is in Brussels, and it has to come back.
Wilders is leading in opinion polls, but if he wins, he'd have trouble forming a government. Major parties have already said they won't join a coalition with the Freedom Party. Opponents say Wilders' policies are offensive and even unconstitutional.
The things that he's going to do make me very, very scared.
I think Mr. Wilders dares to say what a whole bunch of Dutch people think, and that's good. But he talks a lot, provokes a lot of hatred, and doesn't have a real solution.
The Netherlands' March 15th election is seen by many as the latest litmus test for the rise in global populism after the Brexit vote and Donald Trump's victory in the U.S., an anti-establishment trend Wilders hails as the patriotic spring.